What's up, y'all? This is your girl Alicia coming back to you guys with the newest episode. I just got home. I decided as soon as I got home, I was going to jump right into it because I've been at work thinking about all the things I wanted to talk about with you guys and just kind of going over everything. And I don't really want it to lose my brain before I smoke and etc. So I'm just going to jump right into it. And yeah. So today, I am not going to be making a recording on zodiac signs. Today's topic is going to be about fuck that job. That's the topic I want to talk to y'all about today because, you know, lately, as I've been working, that's just how I've been feeling. Fuck that job, but I want to go about it the right way, and I kind of want to give you guys, you know, a little bit of advice and relatable things too if you are in a situation where you feel like fuck that job or etc. So the reason why I'm saying fuck that job is, y'all, I just honestly I'm a really strong believer in time consuming shit, and I feel like that's the main reason why we are working nowadays, like, well, the whole structure and shit like that, the pyramid scheme, etc. Like, why does this white man out here want us to work these 9-to-5s and shit? It's so you don't have enough time to invest in yourself. Think about it. You go to work for 8-9 hours a day, even more than that, and you get home and you barely even have time to wash your ass, make some food, catch up on your own habits, catch up on a TV show, do little activities, shit, take some pictures, probably even go run errands. Like, a job literally takes up all business hours, first of all. Like, that shit does not make any sense to me. How the fuck are you gonna take up all business hours and not even give me a business day to handle my business? You know what I'm saying? So it don't make no sense. Like, the system is literally set up for everybody to really fail unless you got, you know, ancestors that got some leftover money and shit, parents who got money left over, or, you know, you just got some luck and got rich as fuck some type of way, like, or you handling your business and working from scratch. But I'm gonna tell you this, you're not getting rich out here in this motherfucker unless you're doing shit you're not supposed to be doing. And that's what's so fucking frustrating. That's how you know the system is fucked up. Every single way or fucking opportunity to make thousands of dollars is illegal. Like, that shit just don't make no sense. They ass want you to literally spend 10 years to get what the fuck they have. That way they got 10 years to get higher than what the fuck you trying to get. Like, it's just complicated. It's complicated, y'all. And when I tell you, like, my mind be running about that shit, it really do be running. Like, I can't even talk right now because that shit got my mind running right now. But literally, though, like, everything is so time consuming, so it's literally taking up all of you. So how can you actually invest into yourself? How can you actually really find who you are if you're too busy trying to work a 9-to-5 that you don't even want in the future? Nor if you know if this money's gonna be stable and shit. Like, motherfuckers got at-will jobs and shit. Do y'all know that this year is the first year that I found out what at-will means? Shit, call it sad, whatever, I don't give a fuck, but I was working in construction and my ass went to motherfucking Wisconsin Dales when I was not, well, I had all opportunity to go. Took some time off to go, whatever. Went to Wisconsin Dales, ended up fracturing my foot when I was out in Wisconsin Dales. And when I came back and went to the doctors and shit and tried to go give my doctor's note to the job, they said since they're at will, they can let me go without any reasoning and this and that. Girl, I mean, listen, y'all, I had to Google what the fuck at-will meant. Had to ask my mom about at-will and shit. Like, what the fuck is this at-will? And that shit is, they don't even have to have a specific reason on why they want to fire you. They can just fire you if they feel like it. And you won't get unemployment for that shit. Like, you got to be working there more than 60 days. Is 60 or 90 days to qualify for unemployment. And that's the same amount of time that you can qualify for even being permanent in that job. So it's just like, fail, fail, fail. Like, all I hear is fail, fail, fail. This system, bro, they want you to play by their games. And that's another thing that is so fucking irritating is because, if you think about it, who made the rules in this world? Who really said, here's a manual on how to take care of this bitch, what you need to be doing out here, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Nobody. You feel me? Like, there is no manual to this shit. Everybody is literally on this earth trying to figure it out. And so if we're all on this earth trying to figure it out, why the fuck is there motherfuckers in this bitch thinking that they can tell us what to do? You know what I'm saying? Like, if I want to travel, I should be able to just get on a motherfucking plane, yet get in my car and just go there. I shouldn't have to go buy a passport, make sure my ID's updated, and make sure my license is secured, and all this other bullshit talking about some driving as a privilege. Like, bitch, did you create the world? Did you? Is you God out here? Oh, you not? So how the hell is you gonna tell me I gotta pay taxes every fucking year? You know what I'm saying? Like, taxes to keep y'all asses rich at that. And then on top of that, motherfuckers throw away billions of dollars every single day just to keep poverty intact. Like, it's just, fuck that job, y'all. And listen, play by the rules, because clearly if you say fuck that job and you go out of a job, you're gonna become poor and you ain't gonna be able to take care of yourself. So that's not what I'm saying. Don't do that. If you have a job right now, use that job to invest in yourself. Every paycheck, yes, pay your bills, etc., but also invest in yourself, so that way this can be something temporarily. Like, it's okay to have a temporarily 9-to-5 like I currently am, but I know that this shit ain't gonna stick forever. I know for a fact ain't nobody gonna be telling Alicia what to do. I go to work every day, and as soon as, it can be the littlest thing, somebody tells me what to do. That shit just irks my nerves, because I don't like it. I feel like anybody who is in a higher position to where they get to tell other motherfuckers what to do, they always take advantage. I have never not known a person who was a manager and did not take advantage of that manager title. Like, that's just people. Like, once you figure out you can get away with something, you're gonna always do certain type of shit. And every job that I have, I feel like that's what my bosses do. I'm not trying to call anybody specific, but I just feel like when you're a boss, you tend to go about things the way that you want to go about it, instead of going about it on the book. You know what I'm saying? Like, even my mom, like, for instance, she's a manager, she's a boss, she you know, throws in her own little, you know, two cent recipes or etc., like, to the sauce and the rule books and stuff, but she can do that because she's a boss. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know, y'all asses just don't be playing by the book. And I don't want no motherfucker that, look, for instance, not trying to call my boss today, but I feel like she took an hour lunch today and we only get 30s. But shit, since she's a boss, she get to do that shit. But I just know, if I was to go motherfucker take a whole hour lunch, y'all gonna be motherfucker trying to take out half of 30 minutes of my motherfucking paycheck and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You know what I'm saying? So it's just that bullshit, really. It's that bullshit. So fuck that job, y'all. Like, what the fuck is we out here doing? Like, white man out here saying, oh, you gotta get into this business shit and blah, 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 just to be like me. No, you don't. Become your own boss. Figure out what the fuck you want to do. You can literally create anything. Shit, go back to school. Make sure it's, you know, community, because you ain't nobody out here trying to be in debt forever. Go to community college. Get your associates. You can even take one class on business, something. Like, y'all, fuck that job, y'all. That's what I'm on. I done invested in so many things at my house, and Lord knows if I'm going to do every single one of them in the future. But shit, I know for a fact I'm going to figure out one of them hoes, and I'm going to invest in one of them hoes at least. Because this job ain't it. And all the jobs ain't it. Y'all don't understand how many jobs I had, too. And that's another frustrating thing about this generation, too, that's kind of, like, we got to get off our high horse, y'all. Like, really start understanding just life. Like, we're all literally trying to figure out our shit. Nobody is better than anybody. If you are in a better position than the next motherfucker, that does not mean that you're doing either shit right or you're better. Literally, it does not. You were just in a better position. That's it. Other motherfuckers out here could have such a gold mine and be in the dirt, the scums. Come on now. A motherfucker up there can have a rock ass mine, a coal ass mine, ain't shit going on in that motherfucking noggin, but up there, you know what I'm saying? So just know your place and know yourself. Like, everybody gotta stop being worried about everybody else. That's the real problem here. A motherfucker could literally just teach us how to live our own lives instead of always trying to figure out what's going on in each household and shit. Like, I don't know. Like, I'm sorry. I just had to talk to y'all about it because this shit has been frustrating. And that's another thing why I said, like, get off y'all high horse, because there's so many people in this generation who make fun of people for not having a job, not making enough money, going off of unemployment and, like, all that other shit. And it's just like, okay, do you want a fucking cookie? Like, there's really not much to say, because it's just like, okay, like, anybody will respond that way when you on a motherfucking high horse and saying, well, I don't do this, or I don't do that, or my shit doesn't stink over here. Like, okay, what do you want? Like, it must stink, because you got to sit here and keep telling us how it don't stink. It must stink, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't mind you, like, making statuses about your own accomplishments, but stop shitting on everybody else. Like, if you a person out here that's making a status about the next motherfucking life, like, oh, I could never do this, or I could never live like this, or blah blah blah, you're not. So why does it matter? You know what I'm saying? Why you gotta go out your way to make a status? Because it's making you feel better, because you really don't feel better? Like, that be the shit, y'all. Like, oh, the motherfucking tea. Motherfucker really be out here worried about everybody else and swear they living their best life. Y'all not living y'all best lives. Because if you was living your best life, you would be the humblest motherfucker out here in the world. Listen, I'm very humble, and I'm not even living my goddamn best life right now. I'm trying to get there, but you feel me? I know what it's like for a humble motherfucker to be around other motherfuckers that can't be humble and just be on a motherfucking high horse, and that shit's just so fucking frustrating. Very frustrating. Like, we can all learn from each other. We could all be like, y'all, if I Alicia could be motherfucking God in this bitch, just know I ain't trying to be you, God, you know, because you're one of a kind. But I'm just saying, like, I sometimes feel like if I had a little wand, just a little stick or something, and just make this better, do that, tell them to stop worrying about other motherfuckers' lives, take out some of that conceited cockiness shit, stop always being so goddamn rude, like, I would really be out here making the world a better place, y'all. Like, sprinkle some blessing dust. But it's so frustrating, because you can't be that type of person. Like, people really do take that shit for granted. You know how many times I got portrayed as weak, or didn't get any respect for certain shit, or, you know, motherfuckers didn't want to be around me because I wasn't cool enough type shit. But none of that shit really matters, bro. Like, it really don't. I done been around the most prettiest people and had the most clout, and they had the ugliest fucking energy, the ugliest motherfucking lifestyle. And y'all, live y'all best life. Find yourselves. You feel me? Stop working that damn nine to five that's stressing you the fuck out and not even paying you enough for what the fuck you gotta do. Like, that's another thing that gets me. I gotta work 80 motherfucking hours every 2 weeks for me to only get so much. And then there's motherfuckers out here that just gotta talk to a motherfucker to get 10 bands. Yeah, let me get that motherfucking credit card account. This, and that. Boom, I'm rich. Like, of course I'm gonna wanna do that shit. Who gonna wanna sit here and go day in and day out on a goddamn 9 to 5? And then you ain't even gonna give me vacation until a year in. After a year, I get vacation. So what am I supposed to do in between? Y'all gotta be a little bit more realistic with these jobs, bro. That shit be crazy, man. I swear, I can't wait until I become my own fucking boss, because the day I'm gonna do it, I'm gonna shit. Okay, I ain't gonna shit, because ain't no such thing as really shitting. Because if you gotta do what you gotta do just to shit on the motherfucker, then it really ain't as good as it sound, or as good as you making it seem. But I'm finna be shitting on these motherfucking bosses that are sitting here trying to tell me what the fuck to do right now, because, bro, I cannot deal with no motherfucking job. Just know that. Then you be tired, like, damn, it's already dark outside and shit. Like, what am I supposed to do? My energy's all gone. I done gave it all to the job. Shit, that should be crazy, y'all. Like, I just had to talk to y'all about it. Let me know how you feel about a goddamn 9 to 5, because I'm done with them. Like, really, we need to get on some investing shit and really just become entrepreneurs and start opening up our own businesses. And if we do that too, then we can literally run this motherfucking world, because clearly ain't shit to run out here. All you gotta do is get money and get my fucking followers. And sorry to say, I don't know if there's some, you know, I got a white friend, but, you know, I ain't coming for white people, because I do like white people, but also got my feelings about them too. And really, they set all this shit up, and now we sitting here acting like we have to abide by it. We do not have to abide by this shit. They did not go out there and make that motherfucking mud. They ain't make no goddamn grass. They ain't make no goddamn trees. They ain't make the animals and shit. We ain't make shit. We was just born in this shit. And then here we are telling everybody what the fuck we gotta do. Huh? I can go on for days with this shit, though. But that's just something. I'm gonna have to make another podcast on this too, to get a little bit more specific, because I don't know why, but all day today my words have, like, I can't think properly with my words. I can't figure out the definitions of shit. Not even the definitions on, look at me, I can't even talk. That's all, I just can't talk, period, today, because it's just been a ramble day. Work, that's what work got you like. When you get home from work, I fucking be so damn exhausted. And they be like, oh, that shit ain't shit, this, this, and that. Like, it is, though. That's time consuming, y'all. Like, what the fuck? I'm giving 10 hours a day to something that's not even gonna really benefit me in the future, because it's all that I have to handle now. Every time I get a paycheck, I gotta pay some bills, pay this, pay that. Like, so where's the leftover? And then you gotta learn how to save and shit. Okay, save. But do I gotta save the whole fucking check and skim my way through life because I'm trying to live a certain... Hell nah, I'm not finna do all that, y'all. I'm finna go be a stripper or something. I ain't gonna be no damn stripper because I ain't about that life. But I'm gonna do something to the point where it's gonna get Alicia some good-ass money. I don't want this white man shit. I'm ready to move up out of this country, honestly. White man land? Y'all can have this motherfucking land if that's the case. But let me go, okay? Let me go and go live on a motherfucking island. And if I gotta pay somebody here and there, I don't even want to pay nobody. Never mind. Just give me an island. Give me a couple seeds to grow. I'll learn how to grow my own shit. Like, that's peace right there. This, we get mixed up in some bullshit doing motherfucking jobs and school and shit like that. Like, it's okay to teach ourselves how to do shit, but what are we really doing? What are we really doing in life, y'all? If you really think about it. Because the world is still motherfucking going downhill. We ain't taking care of it. We ain't taking care of each other. What are we doing? Like, I just really be thinking, like, and this gives me so much fucking anxiety, like, to the core. And that's another thing that bothers me, is because I don't have friends that actually really want to get into this topic, because it's like, girl, you tweaking. Oh, you over-investing yourself into it. Or you got too much anxiety. Like, no, this is real shit, though, y'all. Like, we getting lost in our day-to-day lives to the point where we not even actually paying attention to what we're doing. Like, what is this going to benefit us for the future? By the time the future comes, all we're going to be able to see is all the shit that we did wrong. And, yeah, there's going to be some accomplishments in the future, but I know it ain't going to be too many with the world going how it's going. If you're not taking care of the motherfucking thing that is providing you life, there ain't no living. The fuck, we are killing our earth, but we worried about motherfucking taxes and shit, COVID that is man-made. Everything that is out here that is a problem right now is because we make it a problem. How long motherfucking COVID been out? I ain't, look, I'll argue with a motherfucker about COVID all day. That shit is man-made, just like the flu. And it's not even as bad as the flu, but yet they're shutting down everything. We can't even do with the shit, half the shit that we've been doing, and then yet we're all overly invested into our fucking social media. We barely even know how to communicate now. And then us going on quarantine, how is that going to affect our communication even more? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what are we doing? We be arguing about the most stupidest shit, be caught up in the most stupidest shit, not really paying attention to what matters until it's too late. That's how it always happens, is until it's too late. Like, me and my mom, we were having a conversation yesterday, and I thought it was pretty dope that she even let me hear her perspective on it. And what she was saying is, like, basically in, like, a good 40, 50, 60 years from now, we're all going to be one race. And it's going to be so sad to see that when we all do become that one race, the history on what we got to see when we were all separated. You know what I'm saying? Like, once we're all one race, ain't gonna be no race shit, period, because we're all gonna be literally the same. But to look back at our history and to know that all of our races couldn't even get to together, you know what I'm saying? They couldn't even help each other out. Like, we all should have been moving together as one for the world. Not motherfucking separating and coming up with cliques and clans and motherfucking gangs and shit. Like, what is that? Like, now we can't even focus on the real important things, because we're just trying to live at this point. Like, life is so fucked up that we just want to live. We can't even focus on the right shit. So it's just so much anxiety, y'all. Like, when I had that dream about the world ending and I was not prepared at all and everything was just going to chaos and shit, like, I really deep down in my soul and my core feel like that's just gonna come to life. Like, I really do feel like the world is gonna end either sometime in my adulthood or my child's life. But I feel like it's not gonna go too much longer. You feel me? Like, the 2000s period is it. Like, this is how far it's gonna go. Ain't gonna be no such thing as 5000 and 2. Like, ain't gonna be no such thing as that type of shit. Like, I don't feel like the world can last that many years anymore. Like, it's getting down to the nitty gritty, and I can feel it, and that shit is scary, so scary. And like I said, we all just caught up in just trying to get rich. It's a fucking race to just get rich. That's all life is. You work all your life just to get rich, and then once you there, you damn near 50. Some of us make it early, cool. But for everybody else, that's literally all we do on our day-to-day lives. We're just trying to survive. Like, wow. And that's what we made it, though. That's not life. That's how we made life. Life should have been about us really living and really experiencing and really just loving and etc. But shit. Like I said, I can go on for decades about this shit, because this shit pissed me off. Like, and that's why another two reason why I had to, like, just get by myself and shit, because, yeah, I was having money problems and stuff, but it wasn't because, like, I couldn't get no job or anything. It's because I'm literally feeling the way I feel now. Like, I don't believe in a motherfucking job, but I also didn't have, you know, I didn't make my own fucking job. I don't work a job, bitch, I am a job. See, I wasn't a job at the time, so it was affecting everybody else around me and shit like that. So I had to go get with the program, but just know it ain't gonna be for long. Alicia finna be done with this job shit. She finna make a job. Like I said, I don't care how I gotta be done. OnlyFans, motherfucking stripping, motherfucking, I'm trying to do it the right way. But listen, I ain't got too many more ideas. So something better bust, okay? That's all I gotta say. Otherwise, I'm gonna be out here bussing. Not literally. I ain't like the way that sound. I ain't gonna be bussing this motherfucking pussy. But you know what I'm saying? I'm finna be bussing this ass. Finna be throwing this ass around some motherfucking grass. You heard me? I don't work job, bitch. I am a job. You don't like it? Take a hike. Pay me for it. Fuck a slide. Fuck me. But no, y'all. Like, just let me know how y'all feel about that shit, because I'm tired. Like, even school. Look, I'm finna get on a whole nother topic again. Like, even school. Y'all making me come to school to learn about some history? History that's not even correct? That y'all keep changing every year? Bro, stop playing with me. All the motherfucking topics, bro. I could have did all that shit in my fucking college. That's what they should have did. They should have made high school about learning adulthood. And once you get into adulthood, then you learn your motherfucking brain. How the fuck am I going to be in ninth grade trying to learn motherfucking psychology and shit? And there ain't even adults out here learning that shit right now. You know what I'm saying? I just don't know, y'all. Like, this motherfucking world is so fucked up. And it's just like, y'all don't see this? This ain't right. y'all don't feel it? Like, now that I'm an adult and I finally get to, like, make movements on this shit, like, it just bothers me so much how everybody's been, like, all these adults been going through all this shit. This has been a cycle for years. And you telling me this generation is the only one to finally wake up and say, hey, what the fuck is going on? This shit is toxic. This shit's not right. Like, that frustrates me. Like, why are we the ones to wake up? No offense, but even our motherfucking parents was stuck in a cycle. Even that mom being a stay-at-home mom and a dad being a fucking worker and shit like that. Like, what? When did it come one household having to follow every other household? That's why there's stereotypes out here. Everybody can be literally different because we all are different. But yet we all trying to do shit the same. Oh, don't get me started, y'all. I will literally, like I said, it's just been frustrating me. I need some therapy on this shit to make me feel better because, like I said, my anxiety, bro, like, this shit don't make me want to be here no more. Like, I'm not going to do nothing to myself. Don't get me wrong. I'm very strong and shit. But, like, it kind of kills a little bit of your motivation to know, like, what is the future going to be like? You feel me? What am I really working towards? Is there, like, going to be a future? You know what I'm saying? Like, and everybody, no offense, I don't care what nobody says. Everybody can have their own opinions because we are all allowed. And you would say that every day, but then still go be upset that somebody else got their own opinion. I'm not for Trump, and I'm not for Joe Biden. I'm not for any of them motherfuckers. Why do I have a motherfucker that's never even lived? And if he lived in Minnesota, it wasn't no time soon. This man don't spend no day-to-day basis with me. So why do I care about what he thinks should be going on in my community? We should have people in each community determining what goes on in each community. This nigga is rich as fuck, living in a White House now, trying to tell me how I need to live. No, I'm not for none of that election shit. I'm not for none of that. I'll do whatever I gotta do to support or whatever, but why do we need somebody over here telling us what the fuck, how to live? Come on now. The fuck is a president? The fuck is... Don't get me started. I've been started. All I'm saying is, y'all, fuck a job. Fuck this pyramid scheme shit. Fuck all that shit. Motherfuckers ain't even really supposed to be out here eating motherfucking animals. Don't get, like, I'm like, there's so much that I be thinking about, y'all. Like, you telling me motherfuckers be out here complaining about drinking breast milk, but we'll go and drink some cow breast milk? Make it make sense. You can't even drink off of your own people, but you gonna go drink off an animal that's not even meant for you. Make it make sense, y'all. I don't know. Like I said, all of this shit that I be feeling like this, it make me want to just leave. Like, if I had a motherfucking private jet, private island, I would be on that motherfucker right now. Not talking to nobody. Literally. Living my motherfucking life. That's how life is supposed to be lived. Everybody minding their own goddamn business. Even the social media shit, like, I feel like it's gonna be taking over. I gotta participate in it, though. You know what I'm saying? You just gotta participate in shit sometimes, but I don't know. Anyways, if you like what I was talking about, or if you know, you feel type of ways and stuff and could relate or could add some shit to this, you know, or even want to just have a conversation with me personally because you feel the same way I'm feeling, hit me up, you know, message me, swipe up, whatever. I would definitely appreciate it, but I'm just here to let y'all know how today is going, and this is all I've been thinking about today, kind of every day, so... yeah. But I'm gonna let y'all go because I gotta get going my damn self. Love you guys, and I'm glad that you guys tapped in with me today. I will be giving out another sign soon, so don't mind that. I'm gonna still be going through my zodiac signs, but today just had to be about fuck that goddamn job and be your own job, because these white men out here, they don't give a fuck about us. Taxes, bro, stop playing with me. You telling me you only gonna give me a motherfucking $1,200 in the stimulus, but gonna make me pay how much in taxes every year? Stop playing with me, bro. You're not giving me my money back. You're not giving me my money back. That's all I'm saying. Nor is you letting me make that type of money, so... yeah, that's all I gotta say. The more money you make, the more they take out. Like, bitch. Whew. Is there somebody I could talk to? A manager? Can I talk to a manager about the goddamn world? Because I got some complaints, okay? I don't like this shit. I don't like it here. Anyways, y'all. Fuck that job. Y'all have a good day, though. I'm finna go smoke. Because now I'm all mad and shit. But y'all have a good day. I'm gonna talk to y'all tomorrow. Keep y'all updated. But yeah, peace out.